From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama will meet with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and top counterterrorism advisors today as he moves to make good on a promise in his most recent weekly address.
I will do everything in my power to make sure our hardworking men and women in our intelligence, law enforcement, and homeland security communities have the tools and resources they need to keep America safe.
News reports say the bomber who killed seven CIA agents in Afghanistan was an Al-Qaeda double agent. The top military intelligence official in Afghanistan is criticizing U.S. intelligence efforts there. And Yemen has emerged as a new focus for U.S. concern. An Al-Qaeda wing in Yemen says it was involved in the attempt to bomb an airliner heading for Detroit on Christmas Day. A federal appeals court in Virginia has upheld the conviction of the only 9/11 plotter to stand trial in the U.S. Zacharias Moussaoui pleaded guilty in 2005 to helping al-Qaeda plan the September 11th attacks. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Just a few miles from where one of the hijacked airplanes struck the Pentagon on September 11th, the Moussaoui sentencing hearing unfolded over 2 months. Prosecutors wanted the death penalty, but the jury sentenced Moussaoui to life in prison. His lawyers appealed. They said the government violated Moussaoui's constitutional rights by withholding classified evidence and misleading Moussaoui into a guilty plea. Now a three-judge panel has rejected that appeal, saying the proceedings were fair. The Moussaoui trial was at the center of a debate over whether it makes sense to try terrorists in civilian as opposed to military courts. That debate has been given new life since the Obama administration announced its intention to try the alleged 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and other Guantanamo detainees in civilian court. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A multi-million-dollar settlement has ditched a major U.S. Supreme Court case on whether prosecutors have total legal immunity even when they help to frame a suspect. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Terry Harrington and Curtis McGee served 25 years of a life term before the Iowa Supreme Court overturned their convictions for murder. Evidence long hidden in police files showed that police and prosecutors in Council Bluffs, Iowa, coerced witnesses to implicate the two young black men, offered money to witnesses, and ignored evidence that implicated a well-connected local white man. After their release, the two men sued, but the prosecutors contended that prosecutors are always immune from lawsuits, even if a suspect has been framed. A decision was still pending in the U.S. Supreme Court late last week when the prosecutors, the county, and their insurance company agreed to pay the men $12 million. Late yesterday, the justices dismissed the case from the court's docket, leaving for another day the question of whether there is a constitutional right not to be framed. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices have been moving higher around the world today. This is NPR News. A new study indicates that over the past decade, increasing numbers of American adults are being prescribed two or more psychiatric medications. The results of the study appear in the current issue of the Archives of General Psychiatry. NPR's Kathleen Masterson has more.
In the most recent year studied, 60% of visits to a psychiatrist's office resulted in a prescription of two or more medications, up from 42% in the mid-90s. In some cases, such as major depression, research supports the use of combinations of psychiatric drugs. However, the study found patients routinely receive medication combos where little is known about their effectiveness or possible side effects. The study found that antidepressant-antipsychotic combinations were more commonly prescribed to women and to patients with multiple diagnoses. Also, those covered by public insurance were more likely to be prescribed these combinations. The authors say the increase may reflect changes in medical practice more than an increase in the severity of psychiatric diseases. Kathleen Masterson, NPR News.
The Swiss pharmaceutical giant Novartis wants to take over the Texas-based global eye care company Alcon. Another Swiss company, the food giant Nestle, currently owns the controlling interest in Alcon. Novartis owns about a quarter of Alcon, whose board is reviewing the offer. Alcon produces medications, implants, and contact lens products. Novartis is seeking new income streams as some of its medications will soon be open to generic manufacture. And Nestle says it wants to buy the U.S. food company Kraft's North American frozen pizza business. The brands include DiGiorno, Tombstone, and California Pizza Kitchen. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.